Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis. A chilly Tuesday comes after our frosty overnight. Good morning, 9:04 in the Quad Cities NPR station, WVIK. This is Jim O'Hara with WVIK News. Iowa House Democrats say tax-funded accounts to pay for private school tuition have led to a spike in new private schools opening at the expense of public schools.
House Democrats claimed last week that 36 new private schools have opened and 16 public schools have closed because education savings accounts became available last fall. But the governor's office says those numbers are wrong, and according to the Iowa Department of Education, there's been no recent increase in public school closures. The department says it lists private schools that become accredited, not all private schools that open in the state. House Minority Leader Jennifer Confirst says there are some issues with the data, but she says the governor should provide more transparency and better data about the impact of ESAs.
Schools were at a breaking point when it came to school funding, and what these vouchers have done is push them over the edge in many ways.
A spokesperson for Governor Kim Reynolds' office says it's wrong to suggest that Iowa's public, charter, and private schools are engaged in a zero-sum struggle. I'm Katarina Sestarik, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today: sunny, high near 56. Expect gusty winds. A freeze warning overnight. Clear and a low around 30 for Wednesday. Sunny, high near 59. On Thursday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., then sunny and a high of 66. Coming up on Think, if everything happens for a reason, and all those reasons are beyond our control, maybe we don't have free will after all. The case against free will today at noon on Think, right here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.